Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of the Jasmine Star Show. I'm your dog-loving, coffee-drinking, big-dreaming host, and I'm happy to have you here. Today's episode is the Q&A segment after a keynote I gave at Thriver Society Live in January. Thriver Society is a business coaching event for hairstylists. The CEO, Britt Siva, she is my personal friend, and she has an incredibly brilliant mind. She also happens to be a member of Social Curator, so it's easy to assume she's nothing short of awesome. Even if you're not a hairstylist, these women ask questions that can be applied to any service-based business. My answers are a combination of strategy and a loving kick in the pants that I know you will love. Let's listen in on my Q&A session at Thriver Society Live.
Thank you for being in the room in our space. We're excited to have you. Can I ask you some questions before we throw it to the audience?
Yes.
And is everybody thinking and marinating about what you want to ask? Okay, good. How do you find your voice on social media? You know how it's like you want to portray a specific persona or you want to be perceived a certain way. Do you think that there's a way you find that? How do you tap into that, knowing how to speak to your audience authentically and making it comfortable?
So oftentimes people say, well, I'll write those captions and I'll go live when I'm confident. But you don't get confident until you do it.
Mm.
You can't do one without the other. When people say, I want to show up authentically, then show up authentically and don't overthink it. Like people are here, I'm just trying to build a brand. No, you could have built a brand on Instagram in like 2009 and built up a fake life and done it really well. And then all of a sudden, when you're out there Instagramming that you're on a private jet and then somebody takes a picture of you and coach, the internet got real smart. And now we smell it. We smell when people are funky. We see that they bought their likes. We know when they bought their followers. There's no faking the funk. Don't posture. Be you. Sorry you don't book that high-end luxury client. If that's not you, boo-boo, they were never meant to be in your chair.
Yeah.
How do you show up authentic? Do it and be unapologetic. That's just it. And that's hard. And I empathize. But when you first rode a bike, that was hard. When you first learned how to talk, that was hard. When you first got in the driver's seat, that was hard. But the more you did it, the better you got. If you're having a hard time writing captions, write more captions. Write more captions and more captions and more captions until it's not so hard. That's just it.
Do work. I love it.
Yes.
Okay, so you're somebody with a mega following. Let's just call it what it is. Yet you have a really effortless way of making everybody feel seen and heard. So some people in this room are feeling like they're growing, which is exciting, but they're having a hard time keeping up with the growth. Like, how do you still make your audience feel like you're there, you're connected, you're the same person, and you're acknowledged?
I do it in a few ways. Number one, I can't say that this will always be the case, and nor am I proposing that it should be, but I still answer all of my DMs. Many of you DM'd or tagged me, and I made sure to respond using more than four words, because why? I want you commenting on future stuff more than four words. Some people ask questions, Jasmine, I'm going to Thrivers, and I don't know what to post when I'm there.
Mm.
So I went to her account, and she didn't follow me. That's fine. I'll still share what I know. And it better be so good that you become a follower after. Yes, I am in the one-to-one conversion.
Mm.
I'm going to win you over. I'm going to smother you with goodness. I'm going to make you feel a certain way. I laid it out for her. I don't know about you, but I designate, if you have anybody here, anybody can co-sign, if you got a DM earlier than 5 a.m. at any other point of time from me. One person, thank you for testifying. I take time every single day,
yeah,
built into my time, my workflow of when I respond. I think we can all do the same thing. What would it look like for you not to go into the break room with everybody else and step outside, get some vitamin D? Lord knows you can use it, right? Because you're in,
yep,
behind the chair all day. 10 minutes. Respond to DMs. What would it look like for you to wake up 10 minutes early and respond to DMs? People want a mega following, but I'm telling you that the mega followings don't necessarily mean that you have more people in your chair. The strongest stylists are those who care about their clients, build out a clientele, create organic evangelists in their local demo. And the people who are having six-figure businesses and success are those with 400, 500 clients,
yeah,
who think the world of them. So that transition, like how do you be you? Continue to manage as much as you can. And then you're going to be teaching your assistant. Obviously, if you're blowing up to that capacity on Instagram, there's probably a lot of people in your chair or there's something working. You're going to be talking to an assistant and saying, hey, in between foils, what I would like you to do is stand next to me and this is how I will respond. Why not? We can do so much. Sometimes I see assistants like sitting in chairs, and that's fine. Uh-huh. But like the hustlers are the people who are like, what can I learn? What can I do? How amazing if you had an assistant who says, can I record some stories of you doing foils?
Yes.
Oh. Right? I'm like, oh my God, right? Why don't they think about that? They're assistants. You think of it for them, and then you ask them. Was that mean? Yeah, probably.
It's perfect.
Okay.
So you have this beautiful habit of waking up at early, 5 a.m, and it's like top of your day. You're acknowledging those who are acknowledging you. About how much time does it take you to do that, would you say?
I respond very fast.
You do?
I respond very, very, I can probably get through probably 3 to 4 DMs in a minute. So, right, because we're overthinking it, right? Like, we think we have to write back, like, the Gettysburg Address.
Right.
It's like,
right.
People just want to be seen. And you can enable your talk to text on your phone, and I just talk to text, and I go through them as quickly as possible. After this event, I will be tagged, hopefully, by the people in the room, and you will receive a response, hopefully, in the next 24 hours. Because I'm out here just trying to build your trust, trying to make you believe that you can do something you previously thought was impossible. That's my purpose. People are like, oh, Jasmine's Instagram, Jasmine's Facebook, Jasmine's ready. No, I'm not.
Mm-mm.
Talk about the next app, Bobble Beep. And I was like, Bobble Beep's amazing. Watch me blow up Bobble Beep. I don't care. I use it to say, do you believe? Because if you give me your trust to believe, game over. Do you believe? And every day I show up wearing a different Instagram dress, asking you the same question. Do you believe? That's it.
If Jasmine can do it, any of us can. That was amazing. A question that I get a lot is, should we as hairstylists be following our existing clients? How do we interact with them on social media? And if we were to pick and choose, do I nurture my existing clientele on social media, nurture the existing relationships, or prioritize building new ones? What would be your preference?
I feel like this is a trick question. Like, I don't
want... Oh, I like it.
Well,
it's not a trick.
Oh, 1,000% who I have. Dance with the boy who took you to prom. I mean, we spend so much time trying to get a pretend audience when we know our hottest audience is somebody who's bought from us before. Treat them well. That one person will tell 2 other people in your local neighborhood and pre-qualify. Instead, it's like, can I set up a consultation call? Do you work with my really unique hair? When you know, listen, there's like 8 types of hair types. I don't need to sit down. 8, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe 8 types of hair types. You don't need to sit down on a phone and be like, what type of follicle do you have? How long will it take? 4 sessions? You're losing money. Your current clients will get you more current clients if you take care of them well. I am all about, I do not want to be popular. I want to be profitable. I go deep with the people who respond to me, and I'm less thirsty about getting other people. Although it could be part of my strategy, it's just not my priority at this point in time.
Anybody else's mind blown on that? Kind of shifts your social strategy right there? Yes. Okay, I want to take some questions from the audience. I see you right here. Can I get a mic runner? What's your name? Stand up in the black top. Ellie! Let's get a mic to Ellie.
Do you have another mic?
My question is, I am a full-time stylist who is looking to become an educator. So I essentially have 2 target markets I'm trying to reach. Clients and potential students or people I want to take my class. So how do I, on my single Instagram,
I have a
reach
question.
Both?
How much of your current income, percentage-wise, I don't need numbers. How much of your current income is a derivative of education, and how much of your current income is a derivative of your chair?
0 from education, because I don't start till March.
How much in the future do you want it to be?
50%.
Then in the future, you will start posting. You're slowly going to work up to every other post will be education driven. And the beauty about sharing the education, because when somebody says balayage stand up 2020, don't know what that means. If you give a tutorial for somebody who's in the industry, me as a prospective consumer can look through the tutorial and not understand it entirely, but have an appreciation. I speak first and foremost as a practitioner. When I was a photographer, I was creating tutorials for other photographers. But what I found out was that clients were coming to me and be like, so you know that thing that you said when like lights behind them? And I was like, yes. So doing it right is different than just using it to take up space. So right now, I'm guessing all of your social content is to get people in the chair. If you want to break up your income, then you're going to be moving towards that slowly, but it's not going to happen overnight. I would suggest currently if you're posting like 6 days a week right now on Instagram, one of those for the next 4 weeks is going to turn into education. And then the next 4 weeks, two of those are going to turn into education. And the next 3 months, three of those are going to turn into education. So you're slowly moving the tides so nobody's like, whoa, what just happened right here?
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a question about, I am really anal, thanks to Britt, and just branding and what my social media or Instagram feed looks like when someone comes to it.
Yes.
So I really want to be myself. And so, like, if I were to take pictures here.
Okay, am I going to guess? Here's the thing, y'all. I've been around the block. You're wondering, do I prioritize a pretty aesthetic feed or me showing up personally on Instagram?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
I'm like a mind reader.
Yeah.
There was a time, and I reserve the right, I still stand by that. In 2016, you would hear me say, Instagram is like a magazine. Instagram is like a museum. You curate it so people instantaneously know who you are. And that worked then. Game changed. Now people smell the funk.
Okay.
People want. I don't say people want ugly. They want real. Right? So if you're taking a photo and it's maybe not the best light and it looks a little bit like it's off the grid, there was a time where I'd be like, oh, put another photo on top of it and swipe right. Now I'm like, show you. Show your studio.
With a filter?
Sure. And Lightroom. Lightroom app is free. You do not need to be a photographer, but what you can take an iPhone photo and go into Lightroom, and you guys, I promise you, 8 minutes. Go to YouTube, watch any Lightroom app tutorial, and you will change your tungsten lighting, the orange lighting in your studio, and you push a little thing on Lightroom, and it makes it look prettier. You bring up exposure. You take out the shadows. Y'all, show up. Maybe I'll just do a tutorial on the inside of drivers. The answer becomes prioritize engagement. That's what the algorithm wants.
Okay, my question is a variation of the other ones. I'm trying to attract a new tribe, new stylists, right?
Yes.
So, but I still have to attract clients using Instagram. So how do I flip that to say, it's me, I'm here, come work for me, and oh, we still need to do your beautiful balayage?
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. What I want you, so I showed you an example of what it felt like as a consumer to get into your chair. What I could do if I put a little bit more time and got to talk to a few of you for 5 minutes, what, how are you going to position your studio and your account as a place you want to work? So you could still talk about what you're doing on your client's hair and say, whatever. Last night, had a conversation, or last night saw the show, had a conversation with Sally, we ended up lightening her up. But what happened in the break room with Sarah is that she lost her mom, but we sent her flowers. I'm so happy to be working with the team I love.
Yeah.
You have people who are currently in your studio and you want more people coming in.
Yeah.
Like, repurpose their post and say three unique, amazing, thoughtful things about them.
Yeah.
Highlight others. People are so worried that they're going to take their new burgeoning business and turn it over to somebody who doesn't care about them, is going to take them for all they're worth. You highlight others and you're building up your social and they're like, wow, I like her. Be the boss you wish you had and show it on Instagram.
Mm.
It's good.
Hi to JD too. I saw you in here.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
I'm in a place where I'm not really looking to continue to grow a clientele, but I also don't want to like stifle growth.
Yes.
Like that kills your business fast.
Yes.
So how much should I have that's personal when I don't want like a ton of new clients, but I also need to be like, hey, I'm a stylist. I'm here.
To each their own. And, you have to think about your end user. Like I don't want to share too much about like my personal examples, but I think my stylist would be okay with it. She has a business Instagram account and a personal Instagram account, and I follow her personal. Like, I'm happy that she's out working, but like, I really care about her kids. So if you have the luxury of not trying to put a bunch of people in your chair, share personal stuff. Like, that is what drives engagement. You will not hear me say posture. You will not have me say have a perfect feed. You will not have me say become an influencer. You'll never hear that from me. That's good. That's not what I preach. It's build a clientele of people who like you, and then they follow you, and then they support you. You are in a glorious position. Share who you are. Share what you do. It's a game changer. Thank you.
Hi, Jasmine. First, I want to say thank you, and I'm so happy to see you the second time. And I am in a position where I'm stepping away from the chair, and I'm trying to grow my tribe. I want to become full-on CEO and not be behind the chair. But I need to, like, how do you do personal and do the stories and still bring in a tribe and get clientele for all of my tribe.
What are you planning on selling your tribe? Like, what are you planning on selling them?
The people who come in? Well,
No. So I'm sorry, just so that I'm clear. You say you want to build a tribe. A tribe of people to be in your seats or a tribe to educate?
Or stylist. I want to bring on more stylists and bring on more clients for my tribe who's already there. So it's kind of a dual purpose. But I don't want to come up and do as much personal on that page because I don't necessarily want clients myself.
Yeah, I think that that's great. So same advice for the woman who stood in front of you. If you want to build a tribe and you want people at your door and you want a wait list for your chairs, it's sharing their content.
And if they don't, because we're very small, and I share, it's only two others plus myself. So right now, like, there's not a whole lot of content, even if they post. Like, I have to do some filler.
I love this question. So if anybody here is going to hate what I say, I don't give a rip, because you need to empower your salon owner to really give you business and have him or her do their job. So if they say, I need you to come in 10 minutes early, and we're going to do a sing-along on TikTok, we're going to do a Q&A on Instagram, we're going to go on Facebook Live and I'm going to ask you questions. You got to show up. So you, as you build your tribe, you have to become a content creator. And does that annoy you? Probably. Does it take extra time? Probably. But once it gets going, the dividends are priceless. Mm-hmm. You have to think, what does my dream customer who I want walking in the door want to see? And if that is literally like, it's one of your stylist's birthday, 50 Cent, go shorty. It's your birthday. I want you to wear your aprons. I want you to bring out your brushes. Use it like a microphone. You guys look stupid. But it works.
Yeah.
You tell me to do a jumping jack and throw confetti in the air and I book clients. Watch me jump jack and confetti all day long. How hungry are you for it?
Yep.
You have to think of the content that will get people in the door, and then you have to tell your two stylists, Jerry Maguire style, help me help you.
Thank you.
Hi. You're good. Okay, so I have this big roadblock. Every single week, I have time dedicated to social media. And what I do is I sit down and I look at all my beautiful pictures I've taken for the week. I plan them out. I schedule the day and the time, and I have all of this. And then I look at the blonde balayage picture, and I blank. And I'm so blank, and all I can think of is the stupid captions of Batter Blonder 2020, soft balayage, hey girl. Yeah. And that's literally all I got. And so I don't know, is that tripping me up, staring at the soft balayage picture? Should I write the caption and then pick it to a picture? Or should I look at the picture and write the caption for the picture?
And here's the thing, I'm going to answer this. And the answer is, what I give you, you're going to feel if it works. Because I love the idea of you writing captions ahead of time. Like, you will see that I will bring up my Gmail app when I think of something, and I send myself an email, and that's the idea, or what I call a trigger, to a post. So if you're there and you had like a really great conversation where a client just told you, don't worry, you're a really great mom, and your hands start quivering because you're just like, ugh. The minute she leaves, all of that emotion is everything that needs to be online. You go behind and you send yourself an email, you bring your notes app, Evernote, and you just say, she said I was a good mom. On the days that I stay late, on the Saturdays that I miss a soccer game, I know that my son or my daughter is watching me build a life for them. Nothing means more than having you sit in my chair.
Don't do this to me.
Yeah, you're getting her in the feels right now. You nailed it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's crying over my pretend studio and my pretend kids. Can we not do that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Just speak your truth and know you're going to put some people away, and they were never supposed to be in your chair. Thank you.
Golden nugget. Everyone caught that? Yes.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi. I'm so excited to see you. Okay, so I have a question about Instagram stories.
Yes.
Because every time I look at other people's Instagram stories, and I do my own, and it's like, oh, it's inspired by that person. And I almost look at all of them, and I'm like, they're all the same. How is mine different? Mm. It's the same. How do I stand out? How weird do I get? How far is
can
too
I,
far?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were you born here in the United States?
No.
Where were you born?
In Russia.
Okay.
Just
I don't know about you, but I heard it, and I was so intrigued I couldn't get to your question because I was like, I like the way you speak. So if I had an Instagram story and I said, I'm at Thriver Society Live, half of this room would be like, this isn't wait. And you could say, I'm at Thriver Society Live. And somebody wants to hear it from you.
I've been working so hard not to have that accent, and now you're telling me.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Okay, you made my day. I don't know if, I think she might be deaf in her left ear. How many of you want her to lose her accent?
No.
Thank you.
But now, this is not a warm, good, feel good. Well, you know, I ain't no Tony Robbins. So let's get into the granular stuff, right?
Okay, yes.
Three M's.
Okay.
Message. You and I might say the exact same thing, but it's not going to stop you from speaking. Why? Because you're a messenger and I'm a messenger. And even though we could be saying the same thing, there are people in the room who need to hear it from you and need to hear it from me. And when you don't share your message, you're robbing God and the universe and a customer and your child to see what you have to say. And even if you and I are identical twins saying the same dang thing in the same dang way, the third M is the medium. You might be really good at writing captions and I might be really good at video. Those three M's, queen, are going to be the thing that all day, every day are going to empower us to show up different. So do not lose your accent. Do not overthink it. There is no new way to show up on stories under the sun. The Egyptians, if they had stories, would be showing up the same way that we are today. Nothing is original. You do you. The three M's will always set you apart.
Would you just say not to compare yourself, be yourself?
Basically, go back to the slide. Be you. Yes.
I love it. Thank you.
The three M's. The three M's. Okay, hold on. The three M's again. You got it. Yay. Message. Messenger, medium, yes, I love this note writing. Ugh, I love it. Thank you so much. So we got about 3 minutes. I just want to make sure we watch the clock.
Yeah, we're good.
Hi, Jasmine. Thanks for answering questions today. My goal for 2020 is to conquer any live on Facebook or Instagram. Do you have any recommendations how to get over the nerves, come up with content, and what should be on live exactly?
Yes. So the short answer is when you want to be confident to go on live is to ask a couple of your fellow Thrivers to show up live when you go live. Return the favor. Create a little pod, go into your Facebook group, and say, I need two other people to commit with me. I'm going live every Monday at this time. Can you show up? And when you go live, you tell me, and I'll show up. And you've got to be real. I don't care if you just turn on your phone in your salon and you tell your client, hey, I'm doing my friend a solid. Good. Like it every so often. Comment. Right? So it makes you feel not so alone. Secondly, you realize that your live is not for the people who watch live, but for those on the replay. The replay is where all the gold is. So I do not care if for 3 months you do a live and nobody shows up, because the people who watch are those later in the day. And I speak from my truth. I showed up live when nobody was showing up. I called my mom. I made her get an Instagram account. I was like, can you just go on and like leave a comment? And then I would have a sticky note with three questions around a topic that I think my dream customer wants answered. And then you get very accustomed to say, so I was asked the other day. No, you weren't. It's all good. How did I start my business? Riff. And then I was asked, like, how do I get people in the chair? Or how do we choose the music in the salon? Some people really like hip-hop, and then there's somebody always trying to change it to country. Tell me, what do you guys think? Hip-hop or country? Let me know. Nobody's going to respond, and you're going to be sweating profusely through your shirt, and you're going to die, and somebody's watching you, and you know that they're watching because you get this little, like, bing! Stacey Reeves is watching you, and you're like, not her, not her, please not her. And it throws you off. And you still got to show up. And then, after 3 months of doing it when nobody's watching, you get one DM question from somebody watching on the replay. And you're like, you go on live next time. I was really asked this. And you say, shout out to Robert for asking. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, she's paying attention. So how do you get over the nerves? You just do it. Again, and again, and again, and again. The sticky note is your prompts. And I would encourage you, if you're going to go live, you're going to say, oh, I can totally do this for 8 minutes. And you go on and you look and it's like 2 minutes past. And you're like, oh God, this is like an Instagram story and I'm live. Okay. I want you to sit in the suck. We want to immediately push it away and be like, glad I did that. Check it off. See, Britt, I'm doing my homework. No, you're not. No, you're not. Sit in the suck. Say, a couple days ago, I'm on Instagram Live, and I'm not getting the questions that I need to move my trajectory forward. And my husband, my poor, sweet, beautiful, amazing business partner, is cleaning out the pantry, and we said we're going to do it together. And then I say, I need to go on Instagram. Mm. So he's with the pantry, and I'm not getting the vibe, and I'm not really, it's not landing. And I was like, you want to know what? Who wants to see random stuff in my pantry? Okay. Oh, you did? Oh, and she blogged about it. She just did it, and she blogged about it. And you want to know what? Finally, I got an uptick of people saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm showing bar napkins from Target, gluten-free flour from like 4 years old.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people are like, this is so funny, this is so random. And I got the engagement, and then I finally started getting the questions that I wanted. Mm-hmm. If I would have said, oh, you know what? I got to get off. I wouldn't have sit through the suck. So sit through the suck. Promise yourself 10 minutes on a live.
That's thank great. You. Thank you.
Thank you.
One final question. I know we could do this all day. One more, guys.
Hi. Thank you so much for being here. I feel like my question might have partially been answered, but I waited in line, so I'm going to ask it anyways. Does the caption need to match the photo?
No. The caption does not need to match the photo. However, hashtags are very encouraged to match the caption or the photo. So please don't hashtag, you know, I was going to say Seattle Heat Seahawks, but they lost yesterday. Like, don't. I'm not even from Seattle, but I'm, like, offended because I don't even care in that capacity. But, like, somebody who's all like Green Bay, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
JD, plug your ears. We're not of these people. So, I'm just kidding. You just repelled me. Atta girl. You just repelled me. Yes. Okay. So Instagram has kind of cracked down that they do not want people using popular hashtags to insert their photo in a conversation that it does not pertain to.
Yes.
So do not hashtag LeBron James. Do not hashtag J-Lo unless they're in the photo. Now, if or when J-Lo got engaged, and you happen to have a picture of an updo, and you want to join the social conversation, and you write a caption, yo, J-Lo, if you're looking for an updo, here's some inspiration, hashtag J-Lo, hashtag A-Rod, hashtag A-Rod, J-Lo, get married. And you insert your content in the social conversation, game change. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Does that answer your question?
Pretty much, I think.
No, does it really?
Mm-mm.
Well, I think... basically, like, because we do write, I mean, I want to write about me, I want to talk about me, I want to, you know, like, be real, right? And then, you know, you have this hair picture, and you're like, so that's kind of like,
let's
I get
that,
that it doesn't need
let's
to match.
Let's work through that. I am standing next to you at your chair, and you tell me about a camping trip as a childhood that had a profound effect that made you realize you wanted to be a stylist. And I say, but what does this have to do with the person sitting in the chair? What do you tell me? It's not a trick question. I asked you, what does it have to do with the girl with the hair? And what do you tell me? Real, what comes from your gut?
I don't know, it's a connection, like, because you went camping when you were young, and I don't know, a connection?
Whenever
that we had,
you
a conversation
feel
that
like,
we had?
Oh man, what does this have to do with the photo? You write, oh man, what does this have to do with the photo, right? And you can't do that all the time, but the examples that I showed you speak what you think people are thinking of. You talk about the camping trip.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. You talk about the camping trip. It made you realize that you wanted to be a stylist, and you ask, what does this have to do with hair? Well, the ash from the fire pit reminds me, don't let your hair go ashy. Come in and get toned.
Whoa. Yes.
You don't want me being a stylist on Instagram. You really
That's
don't.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you
we
very
gotta
much.
Work.
Thank you.
We got to make it work. Ladies, can I, Britt, will you allow me the honor just to say one last thing?
Yes.
I met Britt when she had a dream. And yesterday on the stage, she put that she wants to empower a million stylists and change the industry. And I thought to myself, dang, girl, you come a long way. The thing you thought was impossible far exceeded your dreams. And I think and I believe that she goes ahead of you, she goes ahead of me to prove what is possible for somebody who shows up, continues to innovate, and change what's not working. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for making the dedication to say, I am going to innovate. I am going to change. Because what got me here won't get me to where I want to go. Thrivers, thank you 1,000 times over.
You're amazing. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Love you.
And there you have it, friend. Thank you for listening to the Jasmine Star Show today. I love accompanying you during your workouts, while you're cooking, cleaning, in the shower. Okay, maybe not that last one. But seriously, isn't it so cool that we get to hang out like this? I seriously love podcasting, and I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoy recording. If you do enjoy listening, please head over to iTunes and leave a review for the Jasmine Star Show. Ratings and reviews help this show get to the top of the business charts, which we saw that one time for a flicker of a second. But you want to know what? If you've been there once, you can get there again, and I can get there with your help. Okay, but seriously, please take 30 seconds to leave a review, and I'll be over here blowing you virtual air kisses, and or let me know on Instagram when you leave one so I can personally thank you for all this goodness. Until next time, keep chasing those wild dreams of yours, and I will talk to you soon.